Hey everyone, welcome back to 99% Fad Free. I'm your host, Jonathan Steedman, and today I've got a very special guest with me, Tara Leong, also known as the Nutrition Guru and the Chef. Thanks so much for joining me today, Tara. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for inviting me onto my own show, Jono.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here. Jono, you're a dietitian, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes. I'm an APD in Brisbane, so I thought we might have a chat today about one of the supplements that seems to be chasing both of us around the internet, wherever we go.
I know. We've been sending messages and going crazy, haven't we, about this product?
Yeah, I go on Facebook, it's there. I go on Instagram, it's there. I scroll through articles on Google, it's there. It's everywhere.
I know, my eyes are bleeding red. Like, red is in my eyeballs constantly because their marketing is all this red and white color, and I just see it constantly. Do you think the listeners also are seeing heaps of this?
I think so. From the people I've been speaking to, their ad spend must be ridiculous. That's the only thing massive. I can think. Yeah, because it's everywhere for everyone, I think. So
yeah. And, of course, we're talking about golly gummies, apple cider vinegar gummies, aren't we?
We are indeed.
They say that they're an inventive, people-focused nutrition company driven by the belief that happiness and wellness go hand in hand. Our goal was to create an easy, nutritious and delicious way for everyone to incorporate apple cider vinegar into their daily routine. We are proud that our golly gummies are gluten-free, gelatin-free, vegan, non-GMO, and made with select organic ingredients, free from artificial sweeteners and preservatives. Sounds pretty good, huh?
Lots going on. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot. So today we're going to break down whether they're worth buying or not and what's in them, how much they cost, and then also what the research and the studies that golly provide and the marketing claims that they give us, looking into whether they're true, where they've come from and things like that. What have you seen that golly claim?
Well, I noticed that some of the claims that some of the ads make seem to differ from some of the claims that they make on their website. So I've been seeing a lot of things around detoxification, you know, purification, all of those sorts of words in a lot of the ads and a lot of the influencer marketing that they use. But I couldn't help but notice, because I actually haven't gone on their website because I get enough targeted ads as it is. But I went on before this and found that there was absolutely no mention of that, which is interesting. And also, I guess, in a way, good, because that is definitely one claim that has no evidence. The whole world of detoxification and alkaline diets and pH and all of those. Hopefully a lot of the listeners are familiar with the fact that those aren't evidence-based and those aren't true. But I do think that's probably one of the biggest reasons people buy these gummies. Maybe weight loss, maybe a bit of gut health, but I would argue that probably the concept of detoxing is one of the biggest.
They kind of, all over social media, they're kind of promoting it with lots and lots of really fit people with abs and white teeth and beautiful hair, and this whole purity, this whole like wellness is being pure and your body needs to kind of get rid of stuff and to be healthy you've got to be, you know, rid yourself of toxins and things like that, huh?
Yeah. Yep. No, some of the names they've got some pretty incredible athletes on board as well, which is obviously reinforces the belief that these gummies are important and healthful.
That's completely spot on there. They're using the marketing of name. They're dropping some names, aren't they?
They sure are. They sure are. But well, so I guess the first claim. Also, I was just going to say the first claim with the detoxification and the alkaline diet, reducing your acidity. We hopefully know that all those aren't true, but they also make a pretty solid gut health claim as well, don't
Tell
they?
Tell us more. Go for it. You've got the stage. Tell us more
about
that.
I've got the stage. Well, it is my show after all, Tara. So.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's another thing that just apple cider vinegar in general gets claims around. It's improving your gut health. And I think you mentioned off air that they also make that claim. Golly Gummy specifically make the claim because they contain pectin, which has some links with improving gut health, which is what a lot of supplement companies do, I guess. Pectin is probably good for your gut health. But fortunately, we can find pectin in lots of other cheaper, more easily accessible places. Like a lot of your fruits contain pectin, you know, apples and oranges and things like that. And so the fact that they're in the Golly Gummies doesn't necessarily make that product superior for improving your gut health. I would argue that if you just ate an apple, you'd probably get even more benefits.
Yeah, and what I hate also about the whole detox and cleansing philosophy is that it's trying to prey on all of our insecurities as busy people, that we need to be doing better and that we're actually not as healthy as we could be. And that's what I can't stand.
Yeah, there's definitely that. Oh, look, you've got lots going on. What you're doing right now is not good enough, but if you add this to your routine, then you'll be okay. Everything.
But we've already got kidneys and lungs and skin and liver that really look after us so well. We don't need other stuff to help us get rid of toxins. And it's funny because online, when I see people post stuff about this will help you get rid of toxins or cleanse toxins, I'm a bit cheeky, but I ask, oh, that's wonderful. Would you mind just naming the toxins
that the product will get rid of?
And they go, they always reply with all the toxins from life, you know, but no one can ever actually say what the toxins are, what they're called, how the product actually gets rid of those specific toxins. It's just this wishy-washy philosophy, isn't it? Just this idea of that we can get toxins in us and then there are products to try and get rid of those toxins. And it's just not true.
No, keep breathing in and out. Keep going to the bathroom. Keep sweating. You're done. Detox sorted.
And it's free.
Yeah, yep. Oh, and drink some water. Water is helpful as well.
It is. Yes. I looked at the ingredients in the Golly Gummies and it tells us in very big writing it contains essential ingredients like pomegranate and beetroot. And I see that that's a big reason why some people actually take these, because pomegranate and beetroot are considered, you know, superfoods and full of benefits and things like that. So I got my little calculator out on my phone and it says on the label and on the website that each Golly Gummy contains 40 mcg, which is micrograms of organic beetroot. And when you see the 40, you think like, oh, okay, that's a pretty decent amount, 40. But when you calculate this out to what that is as a gram, it's 0.0004 of a gram of beetroot.
That's not a lot of beetroot.
it's like a tiny airborne particle of beetroot floating around in the air that just wafts into your nose. Like that's about as much of beetroot as you get. I think that, and it's the same with the pomegranate. It's about the same level as well. So to be taking these Golly Gummies as a source of antioxidants or vegetables or goodness that you're getting nothing in there. And they put very little of that organic beetroot and organic pomegranate into there because that's what costs money. Those vegetables actually do cost money. So then they wouldn't be making much money. I love how they use organic beetroot. 0.0004 of a gram of organic beetroot.
It's all about toxins.
Yes.
Yes. No. It certainly doesn't replace eating beetroot or eating pomegranate or fruits and vegetables in general, does it?
No, and I think that's the risk, that they don't say that it does replace those, but I think that it can give people that false sense of, well, I've had my golly gummy, so I've had some veggies today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's definitely the implication that these will replace that, or these provide similar nutrients or the same nutrients in the same packaging, in the same format as the foods that they're kind of derived from. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think that's the case.
And I love how companies and brands, they always do this. So when they put the level of how much of something on their label, they always convert it to a smaller denomination so that the number actually looks bigger. So 40 micrograms actually looks quite good to the average one of us, you know, reading a label, but it's just so dodgy. If they actually put the realistic 0.0004 of a gram of beetroot, no one would buy it. Everyone would go, oh, that's pretty crap.
Definitely less impressive.
And it's got organic tapioca syrup in it. I laugh again. They've used organic. I don't know. I think it's just funny. Tapioca is a vegetable that's very starchy, that's grown in the water and in the ground. And then they mush it all up and they make it into a syrup, just like rice malt syrup or what have you. And it is a sugar. It's also that the gummies have also got water in them and cane sugar, but it's organic cane sugar. So I'm sure they probably believe that that's healthier than just normal cane sugar.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, sugar is sugar, right? It's not a bad thing, but it's not something that we want to be making up the bulk of our diets. And then there's also not really too much difference between healthy designer sugars and plain old, not table sugar. Who keeps sugar on their table? But what is it? Caster sugar.
Caster sugar, yeah. The white sugar, yeah.
White sugar. I think I was thinking of salt, table salt, anyhow.
Oh, yes. And it's also got, and this is quite interesting, they do have vitamin B12 and vitamin B9, which is folate. And it actually does provide quite a good dose. So one gummy actually provides about 50% of our daily requirements, which is okay. What are they good for, Jono?
Lots of different things. I mean, B12 is mostly linked with energy, nerve function, but you're going to find it in anything, any animal product, whether that be dairy or, you know, poultry, fish, meat has B12. And if you are following a vegan diet, you need to supplement with it, but I wouldn't be relying on sort of a golly gummy there. You'd want, you know, because it is an essential B vitamin, so making sure that you are getting adequate amounts of it is very important. I don't know if I'd rely on just a gummy to make sure I'm getting something so critical.
But they recommend 1 to 2 gummies 3 times per day. So that's actually quite a few gummies. That's up to 6 gummies per day. So if you were having up to the 6, you'd be getting quite a lot of B12 and folate, which is okay. But the issue with those vitamins is if you are taking more than your body needs, the excess will just be peed out down the toilet. So you're paying for a lot of product and it just goes nowhere. Body doesn't use it.
That's an expensive way to get your B12 in as well. 6 belly gummies a day.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the dosage a bit later because I've got some other fun facts about that too. And, yeah, you touched on the claim that they make about the fact that the gummies are good for gut health. And I think we need to actually address the fact that there's been no studies done on golly gummies. So they make all of these claims that their product will do X, Y, Z. They say that it supports gut health for healthy digestion, supports a healthy immune system, supports healthy weight management, supports heart health, helps reduce your appetite, and helps improve your energy. These are the big, bold-ass claims that are on the front of their website and all over social media. So what we've done is gone and actually looked at those claims. And, yeah, they claim that it's good for gut health because of the pectin, which is actually in the golygummy. Pectin is naturally found in particularly fruits, and the pectin in the golygummy is from the apples. So apple cider vinegar is made from fermenting apples. I went and actually looked at the studies. So they provide links. They have this page on there that says, here's the research that show our product is amazing. And so you click on the links to show their evidence, their scientific evidence to say that it's good for gut health. And one of the link, there was two links on there to show that it's good for gut health. One of them didn't work. And then the other one that was available to go and look at was looking at a study that found that orange peel contains pectin, and that the pectin in the orange peel was found to have a beneficial effect on our gut health. But
there's a that's few. What they use. It's a long bow to draw, isn't it?
Yes, it's too long of a bow.
Yeah.
Who eats orange peel?
Yeah.
No one eats orange peel.
Maybe in an old fashioned, but no, you don't eat it then. You sit it and you drink, don't you? I think that's sort of indicative of a lot of supplements. They look at somewhat related studies to things that somewhat investigate the ingredient that they contain. And they almost always neglect to mention the fact that those benefits are only going to occur if someone is currently deficient in them, you know. So when they're talking about, you know, skin health, because vitamin D deficiency can, you know, vitamin B12 is related to skin, and so taking B12 will improve the health of your skin. That's only going to be the case if you're currently deficient in B12. If you're getting adequate amount of B12, which, as I mentioned before, if you're eating animal products, you probably are, or if you're a vegan, hopefully you are supplementing with it. Outside of certain medical conditions that reduce your absorption of B12, you're going to have plenty of B12, and supplementing with more B12 is going to do squat for that skin health. So they mention what can happen if you're deficient rather than what will happen if you are currently having adequate amounts of all of these things and then taking extra on top, which is more the situation that most of us are going to be in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They also make the big claim that it supports your immune system, but there's no studies that show that if you take these golygummies, you will have a strong immune system. They've just used studies that show that if you have things like fruit that has pectin in it, that improves your gut health, and that there is a link between gut health and your immunity, you know, and having a functioning immune system. So it's like now there's three different steps to get to the point that the golygummies improve your immune system. It's just crazy. And then they make the big claim. This is the one I see a lot, actually, on social media. The ads keep getting served to me all about how these golygummies will help me lose weight. And again, there was two studies listed as their proof that these golygummies will cause weight loss and weight management. One of them just didn't work, so it was just a 404 and went nowhere. And then the other one I looked at, the only study is it actually had nothing to do with weight at all. So the study measured the blood glucose levels of a group of people after having a starchy meal with added vinegar versus those that had a starchy meal with no vinegar. And what the researchers found was that the group with the vinegar significantly reduced their insulin responses to a starchy meal, and the postprandial glucose levels, so that how our blood sugar rises and falls again. Now, that's got nothing to do with weight at all. So they were given vinegar with a starchy meal and found that it helped with blood glucose levels, and that's it. But they've used that study as evidence that their golly gummies actually can help with weight loss and weight control. I got really pissed off, Jono, when I read this. And also the study was 20 years ago. Like, come on, that is like forever land, isn't it? That's like dinosaur donkey's years forever ago in the science world, hey?
It's also in 10 people. So I wouldn't...
I missed that one.
I wouldn't argue, I would argue that it's not, you know, and not that every study is going to have hundreds of thousands of people, because that would cost, it would be prohibitive cost-wise. But what happens if you have a small study like this that is interesting? You're like, oh, okay, cool. That's telling us something that maybe we should investigate that further. Maybe we should try and do this with more people, or try and repeat it. Maybe we should, rather than, yep, that's it, that's the evidence, weight loss, you know, it's a big leap.
Wow. Yeah, it really is. And they also make a claim about heart health. So it's good for protecting our heart, for example. The amount of folate in there, when you calculate all their dodgy figures and put it into milligrams, it's 0.2 milligrams of folate. They then provide a link to a study. And it is actually quite a big study. It's what's called a meta-analysis, which is one of our best forms of scientific evidence, where they take all of the studies done around the world and they look at what happened. Now, what they found was that there was a really great effect of taking a folate supplement on helping to reduce the risk of heart disease, which is fabulous. But when you actually go and look at those studies that found that result, the dosage was anywhere from 1 milligram to 15 milligrams of folate. So we go back to how much folate is actually in these gummies, and in each gummy is 0.2 milligrams. So it's nowhere near even the lowest dose found in those studies. And even if you were taking 6 of these gummies, you're still only just breaking into that lowest dose of 1 milligram per day that was found any benefit. And that makes me really cranky as well.
Yeah, that's once again the theme of today. It's a big leap.
Yeah. And I think that why it makes me so angry is that it's lying. You know, it's telling fibs. I was always taught not to tell fibs. You know, be honest, be truthful. And I really get riled up, so riled up. Like, I've got goosebumps at the moment because I'm feeling really angry about this. I get riled up when companies use crappy evidence and crappy science to claim that their product does work and do certain things because they want to make money. And that's, it just drives me nuts.
That was the thing I was going to mention as well. One thing that frustrates me more than someone making ridiculous claims with no evidence. Those people aren't, I don't find them annoying. I can easily ignore them. It's the people that kind of abuse the science and pick and choose and manipulate that science. So it sounds very sciencey. It sounds very evidence-based. You know, like, you go on their website, there's links to, you know, proper studies, there's links to
It's so impressive. It's really
like
impressive.
You mentioned, not all of the studies are wonderful, but some of them are really strong, and so you'd be very easily persuaded, particularly if you're someone that doesn't, you know, that they're not as big of nerds as you or I are, so they jump on there to have a quick look and they don't necessarily have the scientific literacy, because that's not their job, and they just look and go, wow, there's lots of evidence supporting these things, they must be good, look at all of the studies, you know, they've really done their research. That's what frustrates me.
Hey, I did a thing, Jono. I actually went and signed up to be a, like, distributor or Oh, an ambassador. An ambassador. And do you want to know how much I could make by recommending that all my followers try these? I'll break it down. Okay.
Well, until this podcast comes out, I think they might revoke your membership after that.
Yeah, true. I'll be on the struck out list. So I signed up, and then there's a little calculator that shows you how much money you can make. And if I give my followers a special 5% discount code, like Nutrition Guru 10 or Nutrition Guru 5 or whatever, like you see this all the time on Instagram, don't you? You see normal everyday people though, and they're going, oh, look, I love this protein powder, or I shouldn't be so mean to protein powder, but, you know, or even, I love this new mascara, and just swipe up and enter Sarah10 and you'll get a 10% discount, right? We see that all the time, but that person is earning money from every time someone swipes up and goes and buys that mascara. So I could do that. I can give a 5% discount code and I will earn 10% of every sale made using that code. The one good thing is they do recommend that I put hashtag ad to let everyone know that it's an ad. But in Australia, there is no governing body. There are no regulations around this. So there would be no one that cracked down on me and said, oh, you're not using the hashtag ad and telling people that it's an ad, unfortunately.
Do they ask what you do, like what your profession is or what your...
No.
They don't ask any of that?
There was absolutely nothing. So all I had to do was put email address in. Oh, I know. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it to be asked for my amazing qualifications, but I didn't get the chance to give them to them. Gee. Anyway, so... On my Facebook page, for example, I have 45,000 followers, and if I posted once a week about Golly gummies, so going, yeah, just taking my Golly this morning, they've really helped me to reduce my appetite, swipe up and you'll get your discount, blah, blah, by now, you'll feel amazing, your skin will glow and you can even protect your heart. Well, I need a drum roll. You've got to give me a drum roll.
I don't know if that's working. Sorry.
Yes, so that's fine.
We can fix that up later.
Da, 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 da. Okay. So I will earn $2,880 a month.
So you are announcing your retirement. Sorted.
Now, but get this. I have four pages. So I have a Nutrition Guru Facebook page with 45,000 people. I have a Nutrition Guru Instagram page with 20,000 people. I've then got two kids accounts, baby and childhood nutrition, right? So I could do a post a week on each of those accounts and I would earn, I think it's like $6,000 a day. Like that's minimum. No, $6,000 for the month, sorry. And I haven't even had to leave my bedroom. Like all I would have to do is lay in bed and post how amazing this product is. Plus, when you sign up as one of these ambassadors, they give you all these really fancy, amazingly beautiful images, beautifully branded, beautifully shot, and you can just use their images.
Simple. So what's the website? Just asking for a friend. No, that's terrifying, isn't it?
It really is. And I could have no qualifications, but being telling people to take this product and all of these nutrition and health benefits. And that's what's really,
that's my major concern with it. And I think I've probably ranted about it elsewhere before. I have no issue with this sort of influencer marketing, I think is probably what, I think like anything, it's a tool. And if it's used, you know, sensibly and above board and the people are talking about products that they have some, no, like they've investigated and they have some expertise in that area, then it can be a valid way forwards. But to just allow anybody with a following to sell anything, that that concerns me greatly. Because I made a bit of a song and dance about it a little while ago. All of the targeted ads I was getting, I think I got close to 15 in the space of 48 hours, just different ads on my scrolling through my Instagram feed. And not a single one of those people had any health qualifications whatsoever. Which is just.
And what did those ads look like? Terrifying.
There was a lot of red. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of beautiful people, a lot of filters, you know, just portraying, I guess the same thing that they're trying to sell, right? Like we were talking about earlier, that perfection, you know, just that sort of lifestyle. And if you don't have that or you aren't like that, then there's something wrong with you. But I guess fortunately, Golly Gummies can save you.
Yeah. There's not a lot of diversity or body diversity in among their marketing material, that's for sure.
Mm.
And something that's interesting is I posted about Golly Gummies like last month on Instagram to my followers, just saying, I can't remember. It was like, look at these products, apple cider vinegar. I'll look into them one day. And after about 2 hours, I had probably 10 DMs by people who had taken screenshots, right, of their newsfeed on Instagram and how suddenly they were being served all the ads about Golly Gummies, and yet they'd never seen one before that. So just me posting about it then triggered the ads to be served to my followers.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that ad targeting, right? Like I said, they must have hats off to them. Their marketing budget and their marketing team is doing a good job.
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing that is important about this product that is good is that it won't necessarily harm you, hey?
No, there's no the only downside is the cost, and then I guess like we mentioned that potential to cause you to reduce your intake of other fruits and vegetables and doing other health related activities, because we feel like the Golly Gummies have covered that for us. You know, I don't need to eat that apple, I'll have my gummies. So that is one potential downside, and then the cost is the other downside. But outside of that, they're not going to do you any harm. I would probably just go get some strawberries and cream lollies from the shops if you wanted to have a couple of gummies a day. That'd be how I would get it in. But there's no risk with this product.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that is one good thing about Golly, that if you're taking them, it's okay. There's not a risk of anything terrible will happen to you, but it really is just your wallet. So a pack of 60 is about $20 a bottle on average. And that's if you're having two per day. That will last you 1 month. But if you take the six per day, then that only lasts you 10 days. And they do recommend to take six to get the full benefit, you see.
Who's going to go, I don't want the full benefit. I don't want to be that healthy.
I only want a smidgen of the benefit.
Yeah. No one makes that call.
Yeah. So it would actually be $60 a month on Golly Gummies, which is what, $720 a year on Golly Gummies with no evidence to actually say that they do anything. That's a lot of money. Imagine if you spent that on actually just going to see a dietitian three times a year, four times a year, check in with a dietitian and get some actual good advice.
Yeah, head to the fruit and veggie shop, pick up some apples and some oranges so you can eat the orange skin. Your dietitian would definitely be advising against eating the orange skin. I can guarantee that.
Yeah. Why don't we just drink it? Like, so they claim that it's an apple cider vinegar. So why don't we just buy a $7 bottle of apple cider vinegar and then just drink it for some benefits? Because that's a lot cheaper than in a gummy, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure and I think that's a big part of their marketing. These do taste better than the apple cider vinegar shots. But again, all of the evidence behind apple cider vinegar, all of the health claims for apple cider vinegar, just as its own, forgetting about Golly Gummies, is slim. You know, there is, again, that study about the blood glucose after a meal, those levels.
Yeah.
But I would argue that's nowhere near enough to change your habits and to start shotting apple cider vinegar each day. Plus that does have risks of taking apple cider vinegar, of potentially burning the back of your throat or damaging your teeth. So,
and on that, not to contradict what you're saying, but I did ask my good friend who's a dentist about apple cider vinegar and the effect on our teeth. And he said it won't have an effect on your teeth unless you don't brush your teeth straight away. So if you have apple cider vinegar and you go and brush your teeth, a bit like sugar. If you have something sugary, if you have apple cider vinegar and you brush your teeth really well straight away, no trouble. But who does that when they have apple cider vinegar? And that's not always realistic to do, is it? So, yeah, if you're having a shot of apple cider vinegar, it can certainly hurt the back of your throat, the esophagus, and the cells lining that esophagus. But also it can damage your teeth if you're having it and then you've already brushed your teeth and you're running out the door to work and you don't get to brush your teeth till you get home at night. That's going to be affecting the tooth enamel for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. The one thing that I am getting really cranky about is companies like this who piggyback and jump onto this whole community, like we're doing good for the community, so buy our product. And Golly Gummies have a foundation set up called the Vitamin Angels, where every purchase of their Golly Gummies then provides 6 months of multivitamins to people in countries such as Africa who experience malnutrition. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's wonderful that they're doing that. It sounds like a wonderful cause. I would maybe instead take the $720 a year you're going to spend on Golly, spend half of that on fruits and vegetables and maybe chatting to a dietitian, and then send the other half directly to those charities. I think that would have a bigger impact.
I think so too. Are they sending over the really, really cheap vitamins that are really inexpensive to produce but don't actually particularly help the kids anyway? I don't know. Maybe they are sending over a wonderful multivitamin that can really help boost the kids' nutrition, and that is a really, really good thing. But I don't like this buy our product, get sucked into our product, and then you can feel like you're doing good for the world. Rubs me up the wrong way.
There's a lot of manipulation going on, I guess, which is...
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's the manipulation. Yeah. Don't feel guilty about spending money on yourself and buying something, because we'll go and spend money on poor, starving children in Africa.
You should have been a marketer.
It's true. Well, I won't need to be now, or a nutritionist, because I'm set for life. I've signed up to be an ambassador. So, yeah. I'm done. I can earn my $6,000 a month and do it all from my bed. Easy. So, wow, we've gone through a few things there on something as simple as a little apple cider vinegar gummy. One thing is, I really don't like when I see on social media the ads that are served to me by mums saying, I love these apple cider vinegars. My family are all addicted to them and kids love them because they're a gummy. Like, I don't understand that. We shouldn't be teaching children that they can just have a gummy and their health is all suddenly going to be miraculously wonderful for the rest of their life. And how do they know? How can they decipher the difference between an apple cider vinegar gummy and one of those raspberry gummies that do cost $1 a packet at the supermarket?
Yeah, that's concerning. I guess because I'm not a mum, maybe I haven't been targeted with those ads.
Yeah, true. I'll have to send you a screenshot. Yeah.
No, please. No more ads. I Googled them this morning, so I'm already screwed.
Yeah. Oh, you are. You're done for now. Yeah. I guess the main thing we are trying to achieve with this episode is that we're just trying to look at it from a nutritional point of view and just see if people should take them or not, and whether they're worth the money or not, and whether the science that they use is credible or not. And we've worked through those things today so that people can just make their own decision, I guess. Take them if you want, don't take them if you want. You're not healthy just because you take these golly gummies, and you're not unhealthy just because you don't take them.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add on golly gummies?
No, I think they've taken up as much space in my brain today as I ever want them to take up. So I guess I would just say I'm not anti-supplement. There's definitely a time and a place for certain supplements, and they can be beneficial. Again, like I said, there's tools for the job, but I don't, I can't see a job for these ones.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
We've busted that one.
Thanks so much for coming on today, Tara. It was lovely to have you.
Oh, no trouble. It was a lot. It was so much to organize. And, you know, I had to travel a really long way to be on my own show.
And where can people find you if they want to get in contact to find out more? That's it.
Wow. Thank you, Jono. So you can head to www.thenutritionguruandthechef.com, or you can come and follow me on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram, and you will not find me posing with golly gummies. I can
perfect. We'll link all that. We'll link all of that up in the show notes, guys, so you can find that after the show. You can tell I listen to so many podcasts.
yeah, me too. And where can we, in all seriousness, where can we find you in your podcast though, Jono?
The best place to find me is probably JonoSteedman, Jono Steedman. That's at Instagram. That's where I spend far too much of my time. Otherwise, my website is thegaietitian.com.au. That's another great place to find me and find all of the info.
But the podcast. What's your podcast?
The podcast is called Bite Me. Yeah, I'm a terrible marketer. Podcast is called Bite Me. Can be found where all good podcasts are found. So after you finish listening to this episode, once you've finished all of the 99% fad free episodes, make sure you jump on over and check out the Bite Me podcast for short little 10-minute episodes on some nutrition topics.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, can I be on your show again, Jono?
Absolutely. I think standing guest, standing invitation.
Thank you.
Awesome. All thanks, right. Tara. Catch you next time. Mm-hmm.